Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You can fool some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool the markets. There's articles in many papers today saying Rachel Reeves has asked cabinet colleagues to draw up new pro-growth policies following turmoil in the bond market this week. Now, you couldn't make this up, could you? What happened to your budget, Rachel? Rachel from accounts. That was all about growth, wasn't it? Now you've got new growth policies, because the old ones weren't growth policies. Now, it's easy to criticise, and I have done on this podcast many times, but as I've said previously as well, they are never going to admit that budget was a disaster for growth. Searching for new growth policies or asking for help. I mean, you know, Starmer was asking regulators to help come up with ideas, for heaven's sake. This is the closest they'll come to admitting the budget wasn't a pro-growth budget. And this is what I like about the markets. They are the ultimate judge in regards to economies or listed companies. Right now, bond prices are dropping, yields are rising. Not just in the UK, they just had jobs figures out from America. Bond prices are rising there too. In fact, UK is rising faster. In fact, US is rising faster. And the reason why this is happening, right, is that Rachel Reeves borrowed money to invest in order to achieve growth. However, this investment has been longer durations of programs or projects. In the short term, she also raised taxes and costs for businesses, which are now the current growth engine of the UK, and they will be in the future as well, hopefully. But employers are now saying the result of the budget means they have to lay off people or freeze recruitment, which is anti-growth. Therefore, it looks like she's not going to achieve growth. Economists have revised down UK growth, which means less tax receipts for the government. This means the government will have to borrow more. This means issuing more debt via bonds. So there's a big seller in the market, like the UK government. Whenever there's a big seller of anything, the prices go down. With bonds, this means the yield or the interest rate paid by the issuer or the government goes up. This in turn means the government has less to spend on the day-to-day running of the country and maybe less on investments to achieve their growth because they have to service this debt. But they have to achieve growth. So I suggest they will not cut their investment programme and they will not raise taxes on businesses again because they've realised what they've done is wrong. So what they will probably do is cut government spending on day-to-day activities, Or maybe they'll even have to slim down the government. The Office for Budget Responsibility is preparing a new economic forecast to be published on the 26th of March. Rachel Reeves will have to respond to the OBR's projection and may be forced to cut spending if the report suggests she is likely to break her self-imposed fiscal rules, which looks highly likely. She did have about $10 billion of headroom to spend on day-to-day. Now it's gone down, and it's almost below that. It's negative. This will also mean the government will have to seek cost efficiencies. Maybe AI, laying off people, which is not good, but using AI more. It's not a bad thing. So what's happening in the US with Elon Musk and Doge? But US bonds are selling off because they see tariffs and as inflationary. And also Trump is saying about less immigration, which is cheaper labour. That's also inflationary. Again, this is what I like about the markets. Politicians, you know, Starmer, Reeves, Trump, whatever, or CEOs of listed companies can use as much positive spin as they want. And they may fool some people some of the time, but you can never fool the markets. They will be their ultimate judge. Welcome to Macro Micro News for Friday, the 10th of January, 2025. Let's look at the markets. So, because I just had jobs figures out in the US, non-farm payrolls came in way above expectations. So they were expected to come in, these are jobs, non-farm jobs, basically, for the month of December, expected to come in at 164,000. Previously, they had 212,000. So it was expected to go from 212,000 down to 164,000. It actually went up to 256,000. And this, of course, means it's not cooling. The job market's not cooling. Wages are really not cooling that much. And so it looks like the Fed have jumped the gun a bit. They were slow to raise. They were too quick to lower. And they may be having inflation there. And that, in turn, with tariffs and cutting down immigration, will still, I mean, look at the UK, the US bond there. They're shooting up, the yields I'm talking about. The 10-year is up to 4.8%, pretty much. It's the highest it's been since back in April 2024, and it is rising. And in fact, UK is up as well. So, So let's start with the FTSE. Let's start off there. Down 0.6% to 8268. The FTSE 250 down 1% now to 19,768. What has happened to Brent crude? I'm giving alerts on Brent crude futures hitting $80 a barrel. It's up by, I think, up by 3.6% just today. I know there's rumours that saying that there's worries saying that Starmer has, what is this? I'm trying to find out this. Britain's gas storage levels concerningly low after cold snap, apparently. Maybe this is part of the reason. Let's look at gas a second. Yeah, that's up. Natural gas futures up by 4.3%. So that explains it. Okay. Let's go back to this. So small cap is down 0.5%. FTSE small cap. AIM all shares down 0.3%. And I said, commodities, Bitcoin, it did drop down to a support level yesterday, which is just under 92,000. But it's bounced a little bit, but it's coming back off a bit. But it is up 0.8% to 93,300. I said, Brent crude is rallying 3.6%. Copper's pretty much flat where it was yesterday. Gold is up 0.25%, $2,697 an ounce. Pound versus the dollar. It's now down. That has dropped by how much? Since September, it's dropped by 9% down. So a pound now buys you $1.22. What's the euro? It now buys you €1.19. That is worrying. When bond prices go up, bond yields go up, normally the currency will strengthen. But we've got sterling weakening. This is a double whammy. It's quite worrying as to what the Bank of England will do now. Yeah, anyway, it's not looking good there. So and bonds, like I said, 10-year is now up. How's the highest? It's higher than after the high of the Truss mini disaster budget. The 10-year yield is at 4.87%. The 2-year is at 4.5, and the 30-year, which is really taken off, it's at 5.43. Okay, let's look at some macro news here. This was from actually late yesterday, I think, but it's worth covering. British businesses expect to raise prices and reduce staff numbers in response to an increase in employers' social security contributions that will take effect in April, a Bank of England survey of more than 2,000 firms showed. The Bank of England decision-making panel, I'll say that again slowly, the Bank of England's decision-maker panel showed 61% of companies expected reduced profits, 54% plan to raise prices, 53% expect to lower employment, and 39% intended smaller pay rises due to the rise in national insurance set out in the disastrous budget. The slowdown in the economy has contributed to worries in financial markets about Britain's public debt levels, which has pushed up borrowing costs sharply this week. The Bank of England, which is considering when to cut interest rates, is watching for whether the higher unemployment costs feed into inflation through price rises or job cuts, reduced investment and wage growth, which should slow the economy. Well, I think it will. It'll take a while. I mean, current, you know, you've had Richard Reeves as well raise prices, raise the minimum wage and all that stuff. So that's going to feed in over the shorter term, but longer term, I think the economy's turning downwards. And if the Bank of England can't see through that, then for heaven's sake, we need to get rid of all of them, Bank of England and the government. And this is a follow-on, really. Permanent job vacancies in the UK shrank at the fastest pace in 4 years. Vacancies for permanent jobs in the UK declined at the fastest pace 4 years last month, according to a new survey that adds to gloomy economic mood. Amid febrile markets and weak economic data, the monthly jobs report for the consultancy KPMG and the recruitment firm RAC shows many firms reluctant to hire. Now, the data from the Bank of England on jobs is quite sketchy. They can't capture enough data. The best source of this data is recruitment firms. And we've had lots of data out now saying that, you know, employment rates or, you know, what's that, openings are going down quickly. Vacancies, basically. The employer survey suggested vacancies for permanent roles had declined at the fastest pace since August 2020, when the UK was in the grip of COVID pandemic. Temporary vacancies also fell in December. That's also worrying because sometimes, you know, companies are willing to take on sort of temporary vacancies and not commit to longer-term employment, but that's also falling. The labour market was slowing for much of 2024. December was the 14th month in which the jobs report registered a decline in overall vacancies. Okay, some macro news. Now, what I'm looking for here, and of course, oh, I haven't even mentioned the book today. I've just been reviewed in Money Week, which is nice. So I've now been in Money Week, Investors Chronicle. It's on Amazon. I'm going to sell out for the third time. They're not ordering enough. I mean, it's nice there's demand there, but I think that the algorithm there is just under-ordering all the time. So they are now, there's less than 10 copies available. They've restocked for the third time, and there's less than 10 copies available. So check that out. And by the way, if you like the book, can you give it a positive rating and review, which I've had over 50 of now, 5-star reviews, then you are eligible for 50% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. This is only up until the end of January. Like I said, some people ordered their books, didn't have them delivered, and so they couldn't write a rating and review. So it's only fair. I delayed it by a little bit, but I can't delay it for too long. Like I said, so it gets to the stage where I become an admin bod for the a club because there's, you know, too many members. So I've got to limit the membership to a certain extent. But by all means, if you get the book before the end of January and you've read it and you like it and you give it a positive rating review, then by all means, you know, take up that offer of joining the club. We're 50% off, and that's equivalent to £1.91 a week. So I look at companies and I monitor companies to see if they're good enough to be added to the Microcap League or two other feeder lists they have on the website, which are recovery, or potential. Okay, so first one up, Anpario. ANP, the independent manufacturer of natural, sustainable animal feed additives for health, nutrition and biosecurity, provides the following trading update for the year ended the 31st December. The group, including 3 months of trading of BioVet Inc., delivers stronger than expected operating performance in the second half of 2024. Year-end sales were higher than anticipated, and the group now expects revenue for the 12 months ended 31st December to be approximately $37.5 million, up from $31 million last year. The strong performance in revenue combined with the group's high operational gearing and favourable year-end foreign exchange movements will result in adjusted EBITDA being ahead of current market expectations. That's always what you want to look for in a trading update. Look for trading updates. Look for that. Now, they tend to continue. Like I said, companies issuing profit warnings, they tend to continue. And like I said, when a company is doing well, they're doing something right, it's not an overnight success. It normally takes a while to get there, and it continues for a while. So that's what you're looking for. I want to know how much of this, though, is because of BioVet, because how much is organic? I didn't see that. But anyway, financial position, year-end cash balances of $10.5 million from $10.6 million, so down only $100,000 after accounting for the acquisition of BioVet and associated land and buildings for initial cash consideration of $6.3 million on a debt-free basis. So that's amazing there. They've gone down cash reserves, only got about $100,000, and they paid $6.3 million for BioVet. Anyway, analyst consensus for 24 prior to this announcement was revenue of $35.25, EBITDA of $5.7 and cash of $7.2. So they've done really well on three metrics there. So how it is going to end up is $37.5 million. It was going to be $35.25 before the upgrade. EBITDA $6.6 million. It was estimated to be $5.7 million. And cash of $7.2, but now that's gone up to $10.5. So well done, Anpario. That's a good set of results there. A company to put on your watch list. The chart has been very strong, actually. And the bottom seemed to be back in May 23, at a bottoming process, really, for until about May 24. And then it broke above a previous high on May 29, rallied strongly, pulled back to the 200-day, dipped below that, and pushed back up. And since then, it's done very well. So it's really doubled since... March, from £2 a share, or in fact £2 a share back in August 23, but it's now at £4.8. So nice strong. Wait for any pullbacks there. Okay, next one. So the improving company. So by the way, have a guess whether that's in the microcap league or not. Next, CMO Group, the UK's largest online retailer of building materials, today announces an update on its year-end trading and its latest financing arrangements. Market cap, 666. 6.66 million. The board is best to report results of adjusted EBITDA to approximately £500,000. Last year was was 900,000, so it's down. And group net debt is expected to be 5 million. Last year, 600,000. So revenue's going the wrong way, debt's going the wrong way. Bank facilities, they say, the directors have been actively engaged with the group's lending bank, which remains fully supportive. The directors are also in discussions with the bank about further flexibility to allow the full use of existing facilities, which will provide sufficient working capital for 12 months. This process is expected to take around a month to complete. So essentially, they've got no more headroom, they want to take on more debt, revenue's going down. So that should say to you, avoid. Look at the forecast here. Sales are expected to be 62 million top line, down from 72 million, and debt is expected to increase from 1.2 to 5.4. And that's going to continue to sort of stay around that level. Oh, in fact, net debt, sorry, it's going from 700,000 to 3.8 million. In 2025, it's expected to go up to 8.3 million, and 2026, 13.2 million. What? And this is on flat revenue and loss making. Avoid. And finally, Two more, sorry. One's a bit of an entertainment one. One Media Group, OMIP, the digital music rights acquirer, publisher and distributor, provides the following trading update for the financial year ended 31st of October. Market cap, 9.5 million. Full year performance, revenue from continuing operations around about 5 million, same as last year. EBITDA from continuing operations expected to be 2.1 million, up from 1.8 last year, which is a 15% increase, with the increase underpinned by active cost management. Okay. Cash reserves at the end of the year were 500,000, down from 1.2. So where's their cash going? I think they do pay a dividend, actually, about a 1.4% dividend, looking here on the forecast. I question, they're pretty much the top line looks like flat for the next 2 years, but the margins are also improving from EBITDA 1.8 to 2.4, and adjusted pre-tax profit 2024 expected to be 700K, and they're going to double that to 1.4. So maybe there's some upside on that 1.4 figure for 2025, but I question whether this company can scale. Like I say, they do have, they are a company that's a digital music rights acquirer, and some of the stuff they're acquiring is suboptimal, to be honest. It's like one-off 80s hits and stuff like that. And I remember a while back, I think this is correct. Let me just check a second. I'll cut this edit, this gap out in the edit. Yeah, so a while back, I remember this. They once acquired the rights to Kid Creole and the Coconuts. And they sort of proudly announced this in an RNS. Kid Creole and the Coconuts. How many people are going to listen back to that? How much, you know, how many royalties are going to earn from that? And it's in that vein, the quality of the artists that have got. So I don't see it, to be honest. Up or down today? They are, Anpario, by the way, is up at 10% or 11%. OMIP is One Media is up 3.75% to 4.4. And finally, RBG Holdings balance sheet update. RBG Holdings, as RBGP ticker, confirms that the company continues to trade and enjoy. In fact, let me just put this in there. Where's RB? RBGP. Yeah. Okay, what's the market cap here? They are now 1.35. It's been a nightmare, this company, for holders. I mean, they continue to trade and enjoy the support of its principal creditors whilst it explores ongoing opportunities to strengthen its balance sheet. Good luck in this environment. In the event the company cannot reach an agreement with its principal creditors, it will need to explore alternative financial options immediately. I don't think there are any alternatives. This is a car crash being played out in public. I don't know if you saw Wednesday's RNS. I did tweet about this on Wednesday. It was a classic. And this is what they said. RBG Holdings, the legal services group, announces it has terminated its consultancy agreement with Ian Rosenblatt with immediate effect due to breaches of the consultancy agreement, breaches of restricted governance given by Ian Rosenblatt, and offensive behaviour unbecoming of a solicitor and consultant to RBG Holdings PLC. And they went on later. Ian Rosenblatt has been verbally abusive to the lender at this meeting in 2023. Okay. I don't know who Ian Rosenblatt is, but I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's true at all, but you seem to feel verbally abusive to your lender. Then there's something awry there, something going wrong, isn't there? The use of egregiously foul and offensive language was cited by the lender. You bloody lend me that effing money, oh, you big fat... I would say that relationship is probably broken down. Neither Ian Rosenblatt nor Tanya McLeod reported this event to the board at the time, despite both being on the board of RBGH. The board will not tolerate any officer, directors, member of staff, or affiliate behaving in such a manner. I should think so. I should go. But like I said, if you look at the share price of this company, I think it's had it. Back in June 2021, it was £1.67 a share. Now it's 1p a share. So I think it's time to shut up shop there. I can't see Ian's language getting any better, to be honest. There we are. Thanks for listening. Like I said, by all means, go to sharepickers.com, click on the book at the top of the website there, and You can claim that 50% off if you order the book and you like it enough to give it a 5-star rating and positive review. Thanks very much. Have a nice weekend. And we'll speak to you next week.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.